This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you. Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the second hour of our first holiday edition of Animal World, and coming to you right after the very best rendition of Hava Nagila ever by the Jingle Cats and Dogs. Hey, we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check out all the great stuff I've posted there. And gosh, it is the first Sunday of December, and that means Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And Nathan, before we get back to that, I have a technical question for you.
Sure.
I want to know, where are you getting your reindeer ears and your snowflakes and the Christmas tree? Because I don't have that in my Zoom thing. I mean, the best I can do is Christmas lights.
The snowflakes I added in externally, so I loaded in a video from the computer. And then the reindeer antlers, it's the same place you'll find your Christmas lights, just a little bit lower. You'll see all like the little frames of animal faces.
All right. Okay. Well, then am I just missing it? All right. Yeah. But I don't see any reindeer ears.
Maybe you need to update your Zoom or something, but yeah, there's a whole bunch of different animals. Like, get like a unicorn, or you can do a mouse, bunny rabbit, piggy, and then there's the reindeer antlers. They call it Prancer. Wonder why they chose Prancer out of all the reindeer. I mean, obviously there's no red nose, so it can't be Rudolph.
I've got, you know, I see a lot of those faces, pig and all, but I don't see.
You don't see the reindeer antlers, huh? Interesting.
Huh. That's really weird. Oh well, I guess I'll have to fool with that another time. But anyway, so I have Christmas lights, but Nathan's got really cool reindeer nose and ears, and he's got snowflakes and Christmas tree and with snow on it and everything. It's very cool. All right. So, wow, how fun was it to bop around with the Jingle Cats?
Yeah, they're not quite the danciest. Of course, I mean, in Havagan Nagila, you can do the, you know, the little...
Yeah, the Russian...
Whatever you call that thing where you bounce up and down and throw out your legs.
And yeah, was it Dr. Nils?
Yeah,
that has done that in the studio. Yeah, he's got the strength to do that dance.
But the Jingle Cats are really fun to just, like you said, bop around and meow or bark along too with them.
Yeah, and they're just such it's really great. I sure do love it, so I'm all excited about that. And speaking about the Jingle Cats, I think there's a lot of Jingle Catting going on at Meow Cat Rescue down in Kirkland. I really am enjoying the Facebook posts and seeing all the photos of people that find their kitty friends and the looks on those kitty faces when they know they're going home to a forever home. I mean, that's got to be the most rewarding part of being at Meow Cat Rescue, is finding great homes for all these kitties. And as always, we are going to chat with Marilyn Hendrickson. And good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
So how are you on this rainy Sunday day? Is it raining down in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, it's pretty soggy here. And
yeah, it's soggy and dark up here, too. But I guess that's state of the art for right now. Mm-hmm. And I think we're having our turn at monsoons, because they're saying there's some kind of Pineapple Express or worse coming in for the next few days.
Yeah, an atmospheric river.
Couldn't remember those words. An atmospheric river is what's been predicted, which I don't ever remember anybody using that terminology.
It sounds pretty daunting to me.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, and it's such a big deal that it was on my national food feed news feed line this morning. The atmospheric rivers coming in, you know, in our part of the country. So apparently, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So get your buckets ready, I guess. So anyway, for anybody that, because we haven't talked to you in the second hour of Animal World for some time. And so there may be folks out there that haven't tuned in early enough to hear about Meow. So for anybody that doesn't know, tell us what Meow Cat Rescue is all about.
We are a nonprofit 501c3 animal rescue shelter. We have cats and kittens at the shelter. We have dogs that are in foster care. We're in Kirkland. We are across the street from Metropolitan Market. We will be on our 27th year in February.
Wow.
So, and we've got a shelter full, just brimming with cats and kittens right now.
The 27th year for Meow?
Yep.
Wow. So I guess we're all a little oldy moldy, Marilyn, because Animal World, of course, we were there. We launched Meow, started on Mercer Island, and we were there for the grand opening. We actually did a live broadcast of Animal World there in on Mercer Island. It was out of a pet store where it started, and we had a good time, but that's so many, many years ago. And that's where the name came from, Meow, because it, let's see if I remember, it's Mercer Island and East Siders for Orphans and Waifs.
That's correct.
Yeah. So that's where the name came from. But then you had to move out of Mercer Island. Wasn't enough room for the cats on Mercer Island. So up to Kirkland you guys went. And now you're in the, I think it's called the Houghton Plaza. Mm-hmm. And it used to be where the old PCC is. I haven't been over there for a while, Marilyn. Has something gone in and replaced PCC there? And that?
No, nothing's permanently there. I know the fire station, they occupy part of the building. I think they have meetings and training.
Oh, okay.
Not
so
an actual retail store there at this time. Yeah.
Okay, that must be why. Yeah. But Meow Cat Rescue is still there, and the shelter now is open 4 days a week. Is that correct?
Yep, Thursday through Sunday.
And the hours are
1 to 5.
And so between 1 and 5 p.m., Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's when people can come to the shelter to check out the cats and kittens?
Yep, they can come to the shelter. They can be drop-ins. You don't need an appointment. You can come in and have a look around, or you can preview what we have ahead of time by going to our website, www.meowcatrescue.org. And you can click on available cats or available dogs to see what we've got. And I don't maintain the dog portion of it, but with the cat portion, we write a bio about each cat or kitten, and then there's instructions at the bottom of the body that explain how to fill out an application and where to go to get one.
Wow. So if you're really on top of it and want to add a cat or kitten or kittens, because I know, you know, we often recommend adopting a pair of kittens together for company and play and that sort of thing. If you want to check out what's available ahead of time, so that's when you go to the website, meowcatrescue.org, click on available cats and kittens, and see what's there. And if you see somebody that, oh, you know, it's your kitty, well, then you can start the process ahead of time. Or you can just go to the shelter and be surprised and see who's there and who picks you. And so that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. So that means this afternoon you can go check out kitties. And so I get asked a lot about, you know, how old are the kittens and all that sort of thing. So most of the time, Marilyn. I think that you get, you know, pregnant moms, or you get litters of kittens and that sort of thing, and they're too young to be in the shelter to start with, and so most of them all start out in foster homes with you, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. A lot of them come to us very, very young, and they actually don't go to the shelter until they are ready to be adopted, which would mean that they're spayed, neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, dewormed, and viral tested. So the youngest kitten that you would ever find at our shelter would be about 3 months old.
Yeah, and you know, years ago, I thought that was a problem, and that I would always want to get a kitten younger than that. But over the years, I've learned, and there are situations where a cat I really wanted but not available at the younger age, and I ended up getting older kittens more in the 3 to 5 months old or so age frame. And I found for me that's a much better way to go, because not only are the cats a little older in that, and you can get a better idea of who they personally are, you know, their peculiar personalities and so forth, but it also gives them more time, you know, to spend with mom and litter mates and get some cat savvy, I call it, you know, how to get along with other cats and so forth before they're separated. Like you said, you keep them in foster care until they're old enough, to be spayed and neutered. And I think they have to reach a certain weight, don't they, before they can have the surgery?
We like them to be 3 pounds.
Okay.
Ideally, yeah. 3 pounds is what we shoot for.
But how phenomenal is that? That if you adopt kittens from Meow, not only in most cases have they had time with their litter and in a foster home to learn how to do people and get started in life, but they come to you already spayed and neutered, already mm-hmm. vaccinated, already dewormed and all of that stuff, mm-hmm. all with a microchip. And then you said viral tested. I mean, mm-hmm. if you just found a stray kitten, or you went off and got a free, you know, kitten out of the box at the grocery store sort of thing, having all that stuff, paying for all that stuff,
yeah,
costs a fortune these days.
We did a comparison a couple of years ago, and for example, a kitten is at our shelter is $125, a pair of kittens is $200, and so we called around to
that's cheap
vets.
Compared. I bet.
Oh, we called around to quite a few vets, and we came up with an amazing chart that showed that if you were to adopt or get a kitten somewhere and take it to the vet and have all of that done, if it's a female, it would be upwards of $800 to $900. And if it's a male, I think it was $600 to $700. So it's the best deal in town. You get everything.
Yeah, that's what it's just. Now, I, of course, think, you know, everything is astronomically priced, and especially, you know, throughout the pandemic, I think we've got so many greedy companies that raise their prices just because they mm-hmm. could. And so they're not lowering them now that we're out of all of that. The responsible companies, I think, are lowering their prices back down. Yeah. But that the prices in veterinary medicine have been skyrocketing for a very long time. And when I worked in veterinary medicine back in the 60s and 70s and early 80s, it was a fraction of the cost to do any of these things. And having, you know, being a vet tech myself and having worked in hospitals, you know, I know what's involved in doing these kind of surgeries. And I'll tell you what, it is my personal opinion, but the world of veterinary medicine is totally ripping off everybody these days.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. It costs hundreds of dollars now to spay a cat or a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
And it takes like maybe start to finish 30 minutes, maybe?
Well, I used to volunteer up at Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project.
Yeah.
And a male neuter takes at the very most 10 minutes.
There you go. Yeah, a male newt, 10 minutes.
Very fast.
Spay? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And anyway, don't get me on, started here. It just knowing the industry as well as I do and having been educated in and working in veterinary medicine for almost 20 years, I know the behind the scenes. I know what's involved. Mm-hmm. And I know what a ripoff it is. And that's why you guys have me just hear me cheering for Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet on Animal Planet, and his practice, veterinary practice is in Denver, Colorado. People go from all over the country to see him. I mean, he charges reasonably the way it was done decades ago.
Yeah.
And he still does all the bells and whistles and has all the great equipment and so forth, but doesn't waste money on the other stuff that isn't important and keeps the prices reasonable and does so much pro bono work and so forth. I think we need a Dr. Jeff in every state of the country, and that's where the state of veterinary medicine ought to be. But anyway, I'll get off my soapbox, but I just can't impress upon you, if you want a cat or kittens, and want to save money, okay, this is the best way to do it. And maybe you want to say, well, I don't want to spend that $100 or $200 to get one or two kittens. I want to get a free one. Well, when do you find out what a free one really costs you? And like you said, what you said, males are like to do all of the things that you automatically provide with a male kitten would cost a new owner, if they had to do it themselves, $600 to $700.
And that was
to do everything that you guys provide and have already done for a female kitten would cost a new owner $800 to $900. So, don't shoot yourself in the foot and think, oh, I want a free kitten, because you're getting dirt cheap price and a really hot deal. So if cats or kittens are on your Christmas wish and want list, and by the way, Marilyn, we should say giving animals for Christmas is not a good idea.
Never.
Okay. Now. That means, and what I mean by that, giving an animal as a present for Christmas not being a good idea. That means you decide that someone you know should have a dog or a cat, or they said they're interested, or so, and you go out without them knowing, you go out and get them a cat or a dog to surprise them. That's the not good thing.
Right.
These are not objects and stuffed animals. These are soul vibrations, and it's a lifetime commitment, and people may need to make that decision for themselves. So now, it used to be in some rescues, Maryland, around the holidays, would offer a little package where someone could come in and maybe make arrangements for someone to adopt from you, but they get a certificate, and a leash and a collar or something like that, and then they can go make their own decision and own choices and pick out their own cat or kitten, or dog. Do you do anything like that?
We do that, not very often, but we at Meow, we request that the whole family come in. And, if the kids are in school, you got to wait till they're out of school. Or if mom or dad are working, wait till they get off. But we want the whole family on board with the adoption.
Excellent. Excellent. But adding an animal, dog, cat, or kitten is on your list for Christmas, and it's a family decision or a personal decision, and, this is, it's thought out and planned, then it can be a wonderful addition. But you might want to do it before the actual holiday, or wait until after, if thinking about management during the festivities and all of that sort of thing. But then adopting from a rescue can be a wonderful idea. And you can do that. You can check it out, meowcatrescue.org, and look and see what's available in the cat and kitten department and the dog department. And you can stop by Thursday through Sunday. So we need to take care of advertisers, Marilyn. So if I can have you hold on while we do that, we'll come back and find out all the details you need to know and talk about anything else that's relevant. Oh, we need a report on the holiday bazaar, because that big holiday bazaar was yesterday. So we got to find out from Marilyn how that went. And then we'll talk about, we've got more Santa Paws pictures coming up with them, that sort of thing. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues a little more with Marilyn and Meow Cat Rescue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Of Jingle Bells, I think, with the Jingle Dogs.
Woohoo!
Oh, I just love the holidays so much, and I love the Jingle Cats, and I love the Jingle Dogs, and I love Warm 106.9 for Christmas music all the time, and now we get to check out Kixie 880 AM, because they got the Oldie Moldy Christmas going all the time. I can't wait to listen to them. Alrighty then, it is the first Sunday of December. Delta Rescue Sanctuary. Before I get to that, just to remind you, we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins ever. And they are such a treat and can be used as treats. They're so palatable and get them picky eaters to eat. Really incredible vitamins. And the dog supplement, there's one for just skin and hair coat, the regular gold NuPro supplement, and then the silver, which has hip and joint support as well. And man, it is the phenomenal supplement for dogs and creates the greatest skin and hair coat. And if you have a shedding breed like I do, Golden Retriever, you want the hair to stay on your dog till you brush it off, you need NuPro. It makes a world of difference with the shedding and so forth. So N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And, of course, You know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems. And I would love to work with you and your dog friend if you got issues going on. I always do free telephone evaluation. I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. So if you or anyone you know has problems with your dog and you can't do holidays the way you want to because your dog's out of control, well, you need Aunt Martha. And I do have available time before the actual holidays come up. So give me a call. Spread my phone number around to anybody that's got dogs and problems. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are chatting with Marilyn from meowcatrescue.org in Kirkland. So Marilyn, you guys had a big day yesterday, did you not?
We did. We did. The
annual holiday bazaar. How did it go?
It was great. I wasn't actually there. I was minding the shelter. But it was busy. It was fun. My husband actually was Santa Claus.
Oh, and, wow.
I think we made upwards of $10,000 yesterday.
Wow. Well, yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's super.
So I hear it was a lot of fun. It was very busy. And it was a success.
So your little animal friends could say that classic line, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
All right.
All right. So your husband made a good Santa Claus?
Yeah. He's a great Santa Claus. He does a lot of the Santa Claus photos.
Oh, does he? Oh, all right. So he's an experienced Santa Claus.
Yep.
All right. That sounds great. Speaking of that, anything going on through this holiday season special at Meow besides Santa Paws pictures? We'll get to that in a moment. But anything special going on holiday-wise?
No, not really. You know, we've had, like everybody, we had Giving Tuesday, and then we had our bazaar. And the big thing this month will be Santa Paws photos, which will be every Saturday and Sunday right up until Christmas.
Yeah, let's see. And I have the list here. I was just going to bring it up because we have, the bazaar was yesterday. And then, let's see, today, if you want to get out for Santa Paws Pictures, all of these events happen at Mud Bay Pet Stores and are done by Meow. It's a $20 donation, and you get a printed photo on site and access to online digital images. And if you want to do it today, it's from 12 to 3 p.m. at the Overlake Mud Bay. And then next Saturday, the 9th, it'll be Roosevelt Mud Bay. December 10th, it's Issaquah Highlands Mud Bay. December 16th, Redmond Mud Bay. And then December 17th, Linwood West Mud Bay. So I think that's as close to Christmas as we get. I've got December 17th as the last date. Is that correct with your information?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
All right. So, you know, safety first is important. So, you know, that all animals must be restrained either on a leash or in a carrier. If your animal doesn't have any manners, then you best leave them at home. Or call Aunt Martha. Anyway, so far, Santa Paws Pictures going well. Good reports from everybody?
Yeah, they're always a lot of fun. I know last week my husband was Santa. I can't remember where, but someone brought in a pigeon.
A pigeon?
Yeah, a pigeon.
Oh, how fun.
He's seen it all. One time he had a snake. One time he had a iguana.
Wow.
So you never know.
So sometimes you get surprised. It isn't always just dogs coming for Santa Paws pictures.
Mm-hmm.
An occasional cat, I imagine, and then iguanas or snakes, and a pigeon. How fun. Oh, that's great. All righty. And once again, I think Meow is open for business today. 1 to 5 p.m., people can drop by. Are you having a big weekend so far? I mean, how are adoptions going here since Thanksgiving?
Really well. I know that Well, yesterday someone came in and adopted three kittens. One person adopted three kittens. And yes, we've been doing
like three litter mates?
Yes, three litter mates. She didn't want to split them up. She couldn't make up her mind, so she decided to adopt all three.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. Oh,
she'll have her hands full for a while.
Yes, she will. But yes, adoptions are going great guns, and we still have lots of kittens in foster care. And the kitten season just doesn't seem to want to wind down this year. So we'll just keep plugging away.
And I don't think the kittens in foster care aren't up on the website yet. Don't they go up on the website when they're ready to come to the shelter?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So to see what's currently available now, you go to meowcatrescue.org and click on available cats and kittens. And then there's available dogs as well. So you can see what dogs they have and what's available. They're all in foster care, though. So I imagine meeting them is by appointment. So that can be arranged. But the cats and kittens that you will find on the website are at the shelter. And that's 1 to 5 p.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to come in and meet your new kitty friend. Yes. All right. And then if someone wants to help with what you guys are doing at Meow, how can people help and what do you guys need?
Well, we always need volunteers. We never have enough volunteers. We have volunteers that we call them kennel attendants. They clean cages and do laundry. We've got cat cabbies. They transport cats and kittens to vet appointments. We've got, we need adoption counselors. We always need that. You name it, we need it. And everybody's good at something. So,
right. And if someone's interested in volunteering, what's the first step?
They go to our website and you click on volunteer. And then there's an adoption a volunteer application. And
that
they
sounds
fill
pretty
that out
simple.
And send it in. And then there's an orientation. And then they start volunteering.
Wow. Okay. So you just go to the website, meowcatrescue.org, click on volunteer, and it's all laid out for you.
Yep.
All right. That sounds fantastic. So anything else we need to know about for the holiday season at Meow?
I don't think so.
Oh, and I'm certain if you want to make a donation or something, you can do that through the website. And then I also think you have a wish list of things you, physical things that you can use.
Yeah, we
supplies
have two
and so forth
on our website, one for Amazon and one for Chewy.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. All right, everybody. So check out our favorite cat rescue. They have dogs, too. MeowCatRescue.org in Kirkland. They're open this afternoon, 1 to 5 p.m. And Marilyn, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us. And I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season. And as I said to Eileen last hour, I'll talk to you again at your regular time next year. Happy holidays. And I'll talk to you next year, first Sunday of January.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. God bless. Thanks, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty, we're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors right now, and then we'll come back and current events, and live trees are available now. I'll tell you where to get them coming up right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
One of my favorite things this time of year is the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs, and we got them, and we're going to play them for as all the way through the holiday season. So it's Jingle Cats from now till 2024. Woohoo! I mean, I could just sit here and play Jingle Cats for the whole show, and I'd be happy. Alrighty. Gosh, Nathan, let's see. What did we do? Oh, well, we heard from Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com. She's our bioenergetic synchronization technique best practitioner and energy codes gal. She and brother Dr. Nails will be with us here next week. It's our monthly healing show. And Linda works primarily with humans. Occasionally animals. Brother Nails does all the animals, but Linda actually works out of an office. She's at the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. And of course, she works remotely. So she can work with you in person or online or on the phone or Zoom or however you want to do it. Equally powerful, whether you see her in person or online. And there's even some good reasons to do it remotely, because then you don't have to drive anywhere, drive home, and you can just benefit from the healing and balancing. And it absolutely amazing. And Linda continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you. All you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and she would be delighted to do a free session with you, either in person or remotely. And the number to call or text is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And for a free session, 206-841-1992. All righty then. And of course, Jude Ponton, our wonderful sound healer at Whispering Dragon Center. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, you can shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. Let's, you know, before I run out of time here, let's take care of current events. Okie dokie. So let's see. On our current events list, I told you about the free session with Linda. You know about that. All righty, here's the big news. The live Christmas trees are available at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett. It's at McCollum Park. So this is the place to be if you want to have a live Christmas tree. Now, let me tell you what's going on here. Everyone who purchases a holiday tree for Salmon will receive a 2024 Adopt a Stream Foundation membership as a holiday gift. Benefits include free entry to the Northwest Stream Center for 2024, discounts to 2024 Stream Keeper Academy events, and 10% discounts on purchases at the Northwest Stream Center Nature Store. There will be a great selection of live and wild 3 to 5 foot high trees, and they're $40, $60, or $100, I think, according to the size. And the kind of trees they have: Sitka spruce, Western red cedar, Western hemlock, and Douglas fir trees that are in pots. After the holidays, all trees returned to the Northwest Stream Center will be planted next to local salmon streams, and everyone will get the good feeling that comes with knowing their holiday tree for salmon will be doing great things for the Northwest environment long into the future, a wonderful memory of this holiday season. Proceeds from the holiday trees for salmon sales benefit the Adopt-A-Stream Foundation Environmental Education and Salmon Stream Restoration Programs. Now, of course, you can keep your live tree if you want to plant it in your yard. I could get a live Christmas tree and I could plant it on my property, but I already have a forest. I don't need it to. So if I were going to get a live tree, then I would donate it back to Northwest Stream Center. And so then the next thing is their New Year New Tree. So that's going to be Saturday, January 13th from 9 to noon. After the holidays, you're invited to join the Adopt-A-Stream Foundation at a special restoration event, New Year, New Tree, where you can plant your holiday tree beside a salmon stream. Your tree will enhance the health of Quill Cedar Creek for generations to come, and they're going to plant on the West Fork of Quill Cedar Creek. You also have the option to return the tree to our care at the Northwest Stream Center, and our stream team will plant it on your behalf. So that's cool. You can buy your live tree, have it for Christmas. If you don't want to plant it your own place, you either take it back to Northwest Stream Center, or you can even join in on the New Year New Tree on Saturday, January 13th, and go and plant your tree with them. How cool is that? So, exciting. Now, I know they usually sell out of the trees at some point. So $40, $60, $100 versions, Sitka spruce, Western red cedar, Western hemlock, and Douglas fir trees. And it's streamkeeper.org is the website. And if you need to call them, it's 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. All righty. Do we have anything else on current events that, coming up in the coming year, which is almost here, Tuxes and Tales Annual Gala will be Saturday, May 18th at their new venue, which is the Fremont Studios in Seattle. Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Clinic has put out a request for cat carriers. Would love you to donate if you've got cat carriers. They like the solid carriers. 14 by 24 is the largest that's practical for their use. And you can drop them off at their Linwood location Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. or email their Renton Clinic, Renton admin@ feralcatproject.org. Alrighty, and I already gave you the Santa Paws pictures, locations, and dates. And If you didn't get them or you want them again, just go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events, and you'll find all of this information and more there on the website. All right, so then next week is the second Sunday of the month. That means it's Healing Sunday on Animal World, and best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nils and Sister Linda Rasmussen will join us and to be here to take your phone calls, and together they can help you or your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, and physical issues. So I hope you can be here next week. Plan to call in for your free remote treatments. And gosh, we've got some good stuff for you this month, and I can't help it. You know, I'm not good at keeping secrets. I think we just have to spill the beans, Nathan.
Or I could just hit the mute button on you.
Well, I guess you could. I guess you could. But I want you to plan ahead. So for the month, schedules will go as normal for the first three Sundays. That's today, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary. Next week, Healing Sunday with Dr. Nils and Linda. The third Sunday this month, Natasha Venter will be here. Gosh, if you want to find out how your holiday is going to go, you might want to call and get a personal reading with Natasha so you can straighten things out ahead of time. And then it is a five Sunday month. So that means there's an extra Sunday this month. And so the fourth Sunday happens to fall on Christmas Eve. And of course, it's a Sunday. So I was thinking, well, you know, the last Sunday of the month's encore, and I will do that. And that'll be New Year's Eve. But I really didn't want to do two encore shows this month. But I thought, if I'm going to do a show on Christmas Eve, Nathan, it has to be something special. And, you know, I've kind of turned the show over to Divine Mother anyway, and I just do what I'm guided to do. So I just said, hey, you got to let me know. You want me to do a show? If so, what can we do that's special? Well, I got instant answers, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I got, well, who's the most popular guest of all time, and who would we most like to chat with on Christmas Eve and get a gift from? And that would be our beloved Helen Thayer, our polar dream gal, a woman that walked solo to the North Pole at 50 years old and solo to the South Pole at 65, and has great books. Well, and her book about wolf dog Charlie that saved her life and got her to the magnetic North Pole. That book is out and we will be launching it. So I'm delighted to say that Helen will be joining us on Christmas Eve. And so you just got to mark your calendars and be here for that. And by the way, if you are looking for the best gifts ever, if you have friends that like to read, Helen's books, there are four of them. Polar Dream is the North Pole story. Three Among the Wolves is when she and her husband Bill and Charlie Wolfdog went up to the Yukon and lived with wolves for a year. Oh, that's incredible. I cried when the book was over because I didn't want it to be over. Walking the Gobi is how they almost got killed walking the Gobi Desert. I think they're the only ones that have been allowed and given permission to walk by themselves across the Gobi Desert. And then there's the new Charlie's book, the Wolf Dog book. And Helen's going to figure out how to get me a copy before Christmas Eve, but we'll be launching that book. So I'm so excited. And then thought, well, we'll still have an hour to go. What else could we do? And what else would be a real gift to all of us? This is going to make me cry, but I think Nathan and I were figuring out a way to bring Jude back, our incredible sound healer. You know, she hasn't been here. And those of you regulars, and Nathan, I don't even know if you know, but for as long as I can remember, our Christmas show, which would be the last show before Christmas, sometimes it's been on Christmas Eve, sometimes it's even Christmas Day, but once in a while, Jude and Paul would always be our Christmas show, and we would do healings and sound healings and all of that. The last show they were supposed to do with us was the first year of the pandemic. And they were, and we had to cancel them last minute because they had, well, we still don't know where it came from or how they got it, but they contracted COVID. And I'm, you know, just still heartbroken to say that Paul was one of the first, you know, people that it killed. And so, Jude hasn't been able to do the show since, and because she doesn't drive, and we haven't been able to figure out how to make it work. Well, we're figuring out a way, and technology has improved, and I think we are going to be able to bring her directly from the gong room, the healing room, with the gongs and the chimes, and we'll have time to chat and catch up with Jude, so you can hear how well she's doing. And this will be great for her because it's, you know, it's a tough time of year because of, you know, Paul's passing, and, you know, it's an anniversary thing. But what a great gift for her to be able to get back into the swing of serving through Animal World. And I think she'll be able to do us a live Christmas Eve attunement with the gongs and the chimes live on the air. So how better a Christmas Eve could we have? Helen Thayer and Jude Ponton and a live sound attunement for Christmas Eve. Wow. I think I could drop the mic on that one.
I'm sure people are wondering, is that going to be something they'll be able to call in for, or are we just strictly leaving it to
the... No, it won't be Collins. I mean, okay. She'll be doing a live for all of us, like the attunements that she records and then posts on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of, you know, sound and chimes and vibrationally aligning us for whatever's going on at the time. And so this will be a Christmas one. There might be that we'll have time for a few phone calls if you want to call in and just say hi or anything. You know, we'll figure it out. Yeah. We may have time for phone. So I won't say no, but, you know, so it's just all coming together because we're just figuring out how to do it.
Mm-hmm. But as far as somebody right. like calling in and getting like a personalized attunement, that's probably not going to happen.
Well, no, but we're going to see how this goes. Yeah, well, we're going to see what we can pull off on Christmas Eve to bring Jude back. And if this works, then we can start figuring out how can we do this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So that she can start doing individual treatments for people. And anyway, that's all to come in the future. But this will be the beginning. It'll be the first time that Jude comes, that Jude is with us in several years now. So
and we've never, in my experience, had gongs on the air from, you know, when Jude and Paul were here. We always
right,
just
no, because
like,
they can't transport the gongs.
Yeah.
Right.
So this will be brand new, I think, to Animal World.
Yeah, they had the bowls, the forks, you know, the puas and the didgeridoos and all of that and the chimes, but they can't transport the gongs because they're like 3 feet in diameter or more, you know, I mean,
and they're heavy
huge.
Pieces of metal too.
Exactly. So yes, you will be able to hear the gongs for the first time on the air. So that's going to be very cool. And just last little Christmas ahead of time, if you are decorating for the holidays, please keep your animal friends in mind. For stuff that dogs can get into, stuff that cats get into. And if you go to the Animal World Facebook page, the first video of cats trashing Christmas trees is up. And man, do they cause problems with Christmas trees. So please be careful. And I love there's a post up there, Nathan, that has a picture of a Christmas ornament, you know, the colored round balls we put on the Christmas trees. And as you're looking at it, there's a reflection of a cat's face and paw on this Christmas ornament. And the caption is, "The last thing a Christmas ornament sees before it dies." You know, because the cat getting ready to whack it off the tree. Anyway, you can find that on Facebook. So that's going to do it for hour number two. We are going to fire up the Jingle Cats again and get to enjoy their wonderful music. And as we did last hour. Oh, and then coming up in 11 o'clock, we're going to Merritt and Beth Clifton are here. Animals24-7.org. And then the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. So let's energize up the Jingle. single cats that we get to enjoy one more time this week. And I do that with a little altered version of our energization prayer. O infinite spirit, recharge our hearts with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our hearts, souls, and minds with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the jingle cats and dogs, and they're coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.